Do not turn that dial because Licks and Lyrics is up next.
Okay, then.
Although we never said so, I think we made a real connection. It's hard for me to walk away. I don't feel like this every day. Gives me pause to pay attention. Are you really who you seem to be? Or am I seeing what I want to see? I've got to see you. The uncertainty's killing me. All the while it's thrilling me. There's something to be said for the waiting. Hunger for pleasure, hardly a treasure. No satisfaction in anticipating. Are you feeling this is going to be good? If only you would. I wish you would. Say yes, yes, no regrets. Say yes, yes, no regrets. Say yes, yes, no regrets. Drawn to you, ready to jump on you, hook, line, and sinker. I take this leap of faith before it gets too late. I have a tendency to overthink it. I think I should warn you before we begin. I'm going to want you again, and again, and again. Say yes, yes, no regrets. Say yes, yes.
Yes, yes, no regrets. Yes, yes.
That was Louis Landry with off that CD. What's he got? Louis Landry off the CD, something whale. There we go. JJ versus the digital whale. And that was song was You've Got E-Whale. So funny. Louis Landry. And then before that, we heard some Watermelon Sugar with One More Thing Say Yes. You are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show, and we have Hank and Brendan, and they're tuning up in the studio, and we'll have them on in a few minutes. But in the meantime, if there's anybody out there in Radio Land who lives close to the station and you have a capo, come on over. Get that capo and come to the station, because we need one for Snapes. It's a really good song, and I want to hear it. And I didn't turn you on. Do you want to be on, Hank? So Chewy.
Hello.
Hello, I'm on.
Yeah. I might be.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'd like a capo. Any color. We really don't care about them. How it looks. Just something to.
If it covers a 6-string span, then we are not prejudiced as to its appearance.
Yes.
6-string guitar.
Capo. 6-string guitar capo. Bring it on to the station. Come on in. The air conditioning's working. All right. So in the meantime, I got some more local music for you. Here is some Stratocruiser off the CD OK Class. This is That Phone Call.
At the one-eyed Jack's, and that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. She's a patient gal, I drag her place to place, loyal even when I leave her in her case. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. I give her talk back flack for her rusty old strings, and put her in a dusty corner like another dirty thing. and that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. I yell, you're just like me, you only buckle and bruise. Why don't you give up on me like I give up on you? And that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Well, I could tie you up on a railroad track, take my leave on you and never look back. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Oh, I could shut my trap, I could fight to be free, I could do unto you like I think you're doing unto me. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Well, I could spend my time getting in your head, keep my mind on you, leave myself for dead. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Well, I could keep my eyes on the heavens above while I try to be holy and deny our lonely love. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat each other, baby. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat each other, baby. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. You're on the tip of my tongue. I won't chew, but you'll have to run. I'm sick of feeling so tight. Tread my back, for it is your right. You keep sucking all the air, beads of sweat are dripping down your hair. Gasping for breath, coughing up blood, but have another one before you're done. You treated others. The battle is won and all the
the damage is done. So open your eyes and drown. I am the one who steals all of your fun.
Singing, you'll get back away from it, and that was... Hank and Brendan.
Hello,
and,
hello.
The CD is called
Space Grass.
Space Grass. And that was Riff.
Yes, that was that song was called Riff. Mm-hmm. It is a song Hank wrote about eating people.
Well,
and
I wanted to get
closer to the mic, Hank. There you go.
I wanted to get a little further into that one, actually.
Yes, yes, yes. Tell us about the riff, Hank.
The riff was written back in 2010 when I lived in Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay. That's all right. I didn't know that you were from South Carolina.
You're
a troubadour. I've been bouncing. You're a nomad.
I grew up bouncing between South Carolina and New York.
State or city?
State.
Okay.
Westchester.
And, okay. By the way, we're still looking for a capo, just in case anyone's like, gosh, I wonder if they got that capo. Bring it on down. Get yourself in the car. Come on down.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, if you come wave to me at the window and you show me a capo, I will let you in. It'll be awesome. And you can, like, hang out here in the studio with us and have fun.
Yep. And the end product of the lyrics, I don't really know what the songs are about going into them, but this one ended up being kind of a mixture of certain social anxieties with cannibalism.
Because you know nothing fixes social anxiety like a good meal.
Yes.
A good meaty meal.
So if you've ever seen the movie Ravenous, then...
I have not.
You might get a more thorough explanation.
Okay. So this is movie inspired? No.
No. I wrote it literally. I came up with it literally. The music, right after going to the gym, and I came out of it just like I'm just gonna record a really
which
stupid.
Which part? Don't.
Yeah. I wrote it on a bass.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Pretty bass heavy.
Yeah. And I just came home and I was just like, I'm just gonna make a really stupid rock and roll song.
Could be more stupid than eating people?
Yes. It depends on the situation, one might say.
Sure.
The Donner Party had to survive, after all.
You know, I've read some books about the Donner Party. They made some bad decisions. That whole thing could have been avoided.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Look at your decisions in life and try to avoid.
Well, I'm reading a novel about British whalers in the North Atlantic.
And so is that going to inspire? Because you know, I just played that Louis Landry JJ versus the digital whale. So you could.
While these guys are whalers, they haven't killed any whales yet. Instead, they've been killing seals and bears. It's rather
a rough life for
a rough life where you excel if you're a horrible person. As in so many other walks of
right.
Life. Hey, we've got a song about horrible people.
So it's like politics.
Yeah. Yes, politics. They're saying Trump took a... They're saying his chickens are coming home to roost, but that doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, we'll just see. We'll see what's in the news. All right, so
do you want to do our song about horrible people?
Yes. What is it called?
This is called Rationalize.
Yes.
Rationalize.
Isn't that a perfect title for a song about terrible people?
Yes, it is.
If you think about it, it really is.
All right, Hank and Brendan live on Licks and Lyrics. Here's Rationalize.
All right, one. 2, 3, 4.
made up, it does not move. Make your mind up, I don't even care. What do you think I should? Everything you've done, I've done time. Why be moral doesn't seem to work. I'm not one to waste my time on guilt. Shame is something that I just don't feel. No more hope. I intend to float. When you criticize, I will rationalize.
That was Hank and Brendan live on Licks and Lyrics. That was very nice. A song about people just who are stubborn and don't really do anything other than what they want to do, and so they rationalize it. You think you've met one or two people like this before?
Yeah.
It's a pleasantly unpleasant tune, I believe.
Nihilistic would be the term I prefer.
Nihilist.
I think what I ended up thinking about when I wrote that tune is just like every time, like when I was growing up and I did something I was like really proud of, and then I talked to some idiot who I thought was a friend of mine, and he would just be like, "So, I've done that before."
Oh, the one-uppers.
One up type. Yeah. Like, that's a lyric in the song. Everything you've done, I've done before, so why should I care?
Right. You know? Yeah. What is it with the one uppers? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Closer to the mic.
Yep. It's, you know, it's just like, I grew up up north, and they're just angrier in general up there. Like, how I would sum up, like, too many of my friendships up there, and nothing against them, I'm not being bitter, but, I was talking about this to someone else from New York who lives down here, too.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I summed it up with, it's like, say you run into someone who's a real jerk to you, and then you talk to your friend about it to blow off steam. Just like, hey, I just met this guy who is a real... And his response will be like, well, why don't you fight him? That's his supportive comment. Like, you should fight him.
I'm so glad I'm a girl. No one's ever been like, so why don't you fight her?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't imagine that's really, that doesn't resolve anything.
Yeah, well, I beg to differ. I've gotten my butt kicked by a couple of girls. I'm not afraid to.
Yeah, I actually know some girls who could definitely kick butt. But my point is, no one's ever to me said, like, so go in there and fight them.
Yeah, not as brutish, but definitely mean.
No. I just write mean songs about people. That's all.
Yeah. I think that's a good revenge. You sort of, you get to tell the story in your own way. And
it's immortalized. You know, it's on paper. You
that's
know,
right. And people clap.
And people clap.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So I'm going to tell everyone how what a loser you are for this reason. And then everyone will clap for me.
Loser.
Yeah. Oh, I think if you're a nihilist, you're a loser. If you are so selfish that you can only, and all you need to do is one up people, to me, that is a sign that you need to make yourself feel better. In order to do that, you have to make others feel better.
An emptiness there, you know?
Yes.
Nihilistic comes from the word nil, so.
Yeah, and nil. We all know what that is. Butkus.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so another peppy song then?
Yeah, well, we can do a peppy one.
Der Vault.
Oh, Der Vault.
Der Vault.
Okay.
Oh, Der Vault. Oh, yes. Wait, I know this one.
You know this one?
Wait, it's called The Vault.
It's The Vault.
This one's also an Absent Boundaries song, so. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You could
That was The Vault. Hank and Brendan live on Licks and Lyrics. Awesome. 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 And you were saying, so that is also a song that you play with another band, Absent Boundaries.
Yes. Yes, indeed. It's on two. It's on the EP that me and Brendan are working on now, and it's on the EP that Absent Boundaries put out last year.
And yet it sounds different than...
I hope so.
Yes. Yeah. No. I mean, definitely y'all have... You're both in Absent Boundaries? That's right. You both are, right?
No,
you are.
No, just me.
You
just
are
me.
In... How do I know you from another band, though?
You knew me from a previous project that I had over here called Masking Apathy, which
is
another
right.
adjective
That's
noun.
Right. That's right. It's the adjective noun thing. That was what it is. Okay. All right. I got it now. Okay. All right. So definitely the Absent Boundaries is more like a full-fledged rock
yes.
band.
And yes,
then
indeed.
And then you've got... while this is very rocking, you have brought in some other elements here.
This is true, yes.
With a little bit of banjo rock, which is...
So yes, well, Masking Apathy was also a progressive rock band at the time. And I know, actually, I was introduced to these guys because, yeah, we did want to split a bill with them at some point or whatever. But, yeah, we ended up, like, meeting at the station back before they closed the open mic. This was, like, early last year, I suppose.
Yeah.
Last summer.
Yeah, I guess it was last summer.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was a very fun year. I don't know. I just know, like, I tracked down Hank, and I was like, dude, we should, like, do some Pink Floyd with my banjo. And he was just like, what?
Yes.
I think I had to sell him on the idea in hindsight.
Yeah,
but
he did. I didn't know what to think of it at the time.
You were like, oh, Pink Floyd banjo. That sounds great.
Smile and wave.
Definitely. Yeah, no, it definitely works. It definitely works. Yeah. And it's not, because it's not traditional bluegrass style.
No. I was raised in the traditional bluegrass style. I studied it at East Tennessee State University during my college career. This was a major in bluegrass, old time, and country music.
Okay. But then you definitely have warped into your rocking out on the banjo. It's not a...
Yeah, funny story how that worked, actually, because, I was raised on the more progressive aspects, so I was, like, raised on Bela Fleck. I was raised on, like, Steely Dan and Sting and the Police and Yes and King Crimson and all this. And then, yeah, but with the Fleck tones, I heard this banjo sound, and I was like, oh, well, this is an all-American thing. I really want to be a part of this. And so most of my career at ETSU was actually learning how to work my way backwards.
To get to that point.
Right.
Okay. But you knew because of the... you need to learn how to finger pick in this
right,
way.
Yeah.
And
I know they're
the
gonna,
Scruggs method. And yeah. Okay.
Definitely. I know that I'm just going to come off like a poser, if I don't know what it is that I... should what this should sound like before I make my own voice out of it.
Yeah.
And the banjo virtuoso by the name of Jens Kruger has actually been a really big help with that, with like finding the voice. I forgot to mention him as an influence last time, so
okay.
I wanted to be sure to bring
okay.
up his name.
All right. Well, good.
We could do a traditional bluegrass thing. We could do a love. What do you think?
Okay.
We could do that. This is called Love, O Love, O Please Come Home. I know it as Reno and Smiley.
Reno and Smiley?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, they were the band that did it. And
Okay. Love, O Love, O Please Come Home?
Yes.
And this is a more traditional tune?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And look some lyrics.
I have to sing in banjo at the same time.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ah.
All right.
Nice.
Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh love, oh please come home.
and round, and the fire is burning low. The snow has covered up the ground. Your baby's hungry, sick and cold. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh, please come home. Sweetheart, I beg you to come home tonight. I'm so blue and all alone. I promise that I'll treat you right. Love, oh, please come home. Love, oh, please come home.
All right. That was Hank and Brennan with Love, Oh Love, Oh Please Come Home. And that one, Brennan, you sang, and then Hank, you did harmony, but that is not what y'all have been doing.
Not usually, no.
Okay, so you just have that in your back pocket when you think everyone thinks they've got you figured out. You're like, oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do a bluegrass style song.
Like
we like to do that in the bar, like later in the night, when everyone's nice and tipsy.
Yeah, that's definitely a bar drinking song. Yeah. And I bet everyone sings along.
Yeah, they certainly go wild over that little banjo break in the middle there.
Yeah. I Snapchatted that. So, I'd just like to say one more time, you listen to Licks and Lyrics, and if you happen to be in the Carborough area and you have a capo on you, I would really, really, really appreciate it if you would come by the station for just a few minutes. And we'll play the song's 5 minutes. And that's all we need. We need your capo for 5 minutes. And
that's the station, WCOM.
That's right.
We hope you're not.
Oh, yeah. We hope you're not at the station right across.
That's right. No, not the bar, the station. The WCOM on Main Street, 300 Main Street over here by in front of the Arts Center and near the Cat's Cradle. And if you do have a capo, just come on by. It'd be great. You'll get karma and happiness. I would do a little happy dance or something.
You'll hear the song Snakes.
You would get a live version of Snakes, which I have to say, one of my all-time favorite songs.
Well,
definitely. I want you to know, last time y'all were on the show, for days afterwards, I would be singing that song. and the thing is, I'd be making up new lyrics and, stupid snakes. Yeah. Anyway.
So, We could play something off the CD.
Okay, all right. What track?
Track number four. This is a song called.
Let's talk about this CD. This is actually in the works. This is not.
This all you people that are listening right now are getting actually the sneak preview of it. We still have a little bit of mixing left to do, and we're presenting the ones that we believe are the most presentable.
Oh, okay. So this is not even the final set of songs, then.
Right.
This is...
I mean, these are the songs that will be on there, but this is not the full truth. So
okay. Okay. And how many songs? Seven.
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 Seven, indeed.
And
all original.
And are y'all pretty good in terms of agreeing on that one worked for me? Does that work for you?
I think so. I need to spend more time with it, to be honest. But
it's pretty funny.
I'm sure you are hypercritical of, and so yeah. So you. You're saying this might not be done yet. These might not be the final versions.
I think as far as recording goes, but there's definitely still some mixing to be done.
And are y'all mixing it? Are y'all taking it somewhere?
So we're actually recorded the whole thing at the Sleepy Cat Studios, which is basically Dylan Turner's place.
Nice.
So he just kind of let us in there for a couple days to just belt out our stuff and. He is also doing the mixing, and I'm backseat driving it.
Okay. All right. But so the recording process is done.
The recording itself, we got
you've
that
got,
part.
You've got the CD named.
Yes, we do have the CD named. We didn't have that last time.
Yes.
I'm quite proud.
And is there a story to the name? grass?
Not particularly that I
can. You just like space and grass?
Yeah, well.
I just thought it would explain the music pretty well. Space grass.
That's why this. We're about to play Deep Space on this.
Yes, we are about to play Deep Space.
Oh, that's what the name of this song is?
Yes, this song is called Deep Space. I would call it the single. This would be a good teaser, I think.
Okay, so, all right. Okay, all right.
Let's give her a whirl.
All right, Deep Space. Hank and Brendan. Deep Space, Brendan, Hank and Brendan.
Yes.
Hank and Brendan. That was awesome. I was just saying, so you're going to, we've got this CD, it's almost ready. So what about the artwork?
There were a few possibilities in mind, one of which was like the painter that I knew in Asheville that did the Mask and Apathy album covers.
You don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
You've got some ideas kicking around, but not ready yet. But yeah, it's definitely, you're going to do a run, like CDs, the whole.
Definitely. We're going the whole nine yards on that front, I believe. We're pressing them and putting them online, et cetera.
Yeah. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. All right. So that was Deep Space. Is there another song about grass?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
We're working on it.
Hank's working. Wait a minute. There's snakes in the grass.
There is. Okay.
Or wait, was that just in the not rated version?
Well,
because I remember last time you were like, I have to change all the lyrics.
Yeah, we
close to the mic.
There's a not so clean version on the CD that you have.
But, right. And there is grass in the not clean version.
Yes,
also,
there is.
And there you go. In there's your space version. Grass right there. Yeah. I just made your connection.
You want to try without a capo?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? We haven't gotten a capo, which I would like to say, you know, come on, Carbro, get your capo on. Let's go. But Hank he likes challenges, right? He's like, don't need a stinking capo. He'll just figure it out and make it up. Dude, do you have a capo?
Yeah, dude walking outside of the studio right now.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, we see you out the window.
Nah. That dude doesn't have a capo.
Hey, what about that guy?
Should have asked the guy in the blue suit.
Death Star.
The guy with the Death Star shirt. He's definitely got a capo.
Nah, that dude doesn't have a capo.
It's okay. I'll give it a shot.
All right.
So this song was about a nightmare you had. Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's a nightmare, which is very literally what the...
Do you have a snake phobia?
What?
Are you afraid of snakes?
My dad does.
Yeah?
Far worse than me.
Okay.
And, I don't know.
I mean, but, you're not like dancing with them and taming them.
There's a pond right near my house
uh-huh.
that I used to take my dog for a walk through, and then I spotted... a copperhead.
Oh, yeah, copperheads.
A big 2-foot-long black one that...
Well, hopefully we'll eat the copperhead.
Yeah, but someone told me that might be a cottonmouth.
Cottonmouths. Yeah. I don't think are... So usually the big black ones are just black snakes. Those aren't poisonous.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah, but usually if you make noise, they get out of your way. It's not like snakes try to find you.
No, they don't. No,
except for in your nightmares. So is this a peek into your psyche then? Am I getting a little peek into your psyche with this snake phobia?
Yeah, why not?
All right. So we're going to hear snakes, and we don't have the capo, but Hank is rising
so
to the
please
challenge.
Bear with us.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. I see him slipping through the grass. Sure hope that one is black, 'cause it's getting near my foot. Snakes, I hear them wiggling at the door. Now there's a crack near the floor. There's one and now there's more. Snakes. Now they're filling up the room. Can't sweep them with the broom.
Sweep them with the broom.
Better find another room. There's too many falling snakes.
Too many falling snakes.
Lake. Guess I'll try and swim away. But it's also filled with snakes. Better take my chances anyway. That the lights would go out. Living safe and yet in doubt. Never thought I'd be the one to have my fortress overrun.
my gun.
Cause there's too many piling snakes.
Too many piling snakes.
There's too many biting snakes.
Too many biting snakes.
There's too many falling snakes.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Those falling snakes. Yeah. Those falling snakes. They're falling. They're falling everywhere. I love that song. Honestly.
I like how the clean version changes the imagery entirely.
Yeah, maybe if I hear the different version, it'll totally change the song for me. Because honestly, yeah. That's the only version I know, because that's what you played on my show. And so that's what I have the recording of. And I have listened to it. Yeah. You guys rock. That song is great. And
thank you much.
I'm so glad that you were putting on your album. And I must say, you need to have a version that is radio friendly.
We're working on that for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Okay. All so right. We're 98% done with the recording part.
Okay. Right. Don't leave me hanging with a snake song I can't use, because you know I'm going to be like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so you can say snakes, the clean snakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, clean snakes.
I had a lot more fun with that clean version than
right, because they're falling. They're falling. They're falling
there's
everywhere.
There's a demo version of Creep by Radiohead.
Uh-huh. Are you a Radiohead
fan? Yeah, I guess he was told to do a clean version of that one.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when he's like...
Sure, if it's a
like,
moneymaker.
I wish I was special, so very special. He jumps down... Tom York jumps down, like, two octaves while saying...
Okay. All right. Well, actually, now you're telling me that you're right. Now I'm noticing you do a lot of the sort of, like, jumping thing with your voice, too. You'll all of a sudden go high or low with yours as well when you're singing.
Yeah.
I like to do that. I like to entertain myself. Yeah. Fun. All right, so we got a few more minutes. Do you want to play one more thing on the album?
Sure, yeah.
Gosh, you know what? We haven't said anything about, so Hank and Brandon, you can find them online. Hank and Brandon, D-A-N.
B-R-E-N-D-A-N,
yes.
Like Brenda with an N. Mm. You can find us on Facebook.com/Hank and Brendan.
And we've got a... We've got a Reverb Nation.
Yeah, we do got we do got one of those.
Oh, okay. So Reverb Nation as well. All right, and I've tweeted. No, I didn't tweet you. I Instagrammed you, and I Snapchatted you, and so Hank and Brandon.
Fantastic.
Hashtag Hank and Brandon.
Hashtag.
Yeah, you're a hashtag now.
Yeah.
And we've got gigs coming up too.
Oh yeah, we should talk about those, shouldn't
we? Yes. Do tell.
The first.
Go ahead.
The first one is at Second Wind on the 30th, the end of this month.
Yep. Second Wind is a great place to see music, right down the street. That's good. What else?
Next, we have a gig at the Beer and Banjos Showcase in Raleigh on the 12th of July.
Beer
it will be a Tuesday
banjos.
Night.
My brother's birthday.
Aw, and where's your brother?
He is in Blacksburg, Virginia.
Okay. So no longer in the South Carolina or New York area for either one of you. And is he also a musician?
No, he is a wrestling coach. Hi, Sonny.
Musician, wrestling coach, you know, we're all wrestling something. Snakes, falling. And what else? What else you got?
Yeah, so then after the Beer and Badger Showcase, we'll be part of a showcase at the Kraken on the 20th of August, and it will be a benefit for WCOM. So
awesome. Okay, well, that sounds great.
Yes,
indeed. Fantastic. That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you for benefiting our community radio station.
Absolutely. You guys have been so kind to us.
Yay. That's
no doubt.
That's good. All right, and I'm very so if people want to find out more, and you definitely keep those Facebook and Reverb Nation, you'll have your tour dates or whatever up there,
absolutely,
and your news of the new album, and of course you'll let me know and come on the show, and
of course
we'll do a big
big album release party and
live on the radio. Yeah. All right, well, that sounds good. We got a couple minutes. You want to play another song? You want to play something on the album? What do you want to do?
Track number one on that CD.
Track number one.
Which one is that?
It's called Dis.
Okay.
D-I-S?
D-I-S. Dis.
Dis. All right. Here we go. Dis by Hank and Brendan on Licks and Lyrics.
1, 2, 3.
All right. Dis. That was Hank and Brendan. And thanks so much to Hank and Brendan for coming on Licks and Lyrics today.
Thank you very much for having us.
You guys are always a rockin' good time. And Hank rose to the occasion. Don't need no stinking cable. Right? Yeah. Just rewrite the song in your head and then
just
play it.
Just badgers.
No, we don't need any stinking badgers either. All right. And so thanks so everyone for listening. And you guys will definitely come on again when you have finished your Space Grass album.
Yes,
and
indeed.
I will look forward to having you again on Licks and Lyrics. And you are listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And thanks so much to tuning in.
And of course, you were part of that. And so many people that deserve appreciation, more than I can list. But Steve Johnson deserves tons of credit. What such good...